God. I made God my only source. My one and only source. Your confession of faith is calling things that be not as though they were. And Jesus is the high priest over your confession of faith. He's not the high priest over everything you say. He's the high priest over the words of faith that you speak. So you got to confess the word regular. You need to have some confessions. If you don't have a confession, then how are you going to hold fast to it? How are you going to hold fast to something you don't have? You're supposed to have a confession of faith. And it should be so ingrained in you, down in your spirit, that if I ask you, what's your confession of faith today? You don't, hold on a minute. See, you don't know what you're believing for. What's your confession of faith? That means that it ain't happened yet. What are you believing for? That's what a confession of faith is. It is words that you decree and declare based on what you know is the revealed will of God. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Number five, you maintain a heart of praise and thanksgiving regarding what you are believing for. In other words, I make a confession of faith, but then I start thanking God for it too. I start praising God for it. When I see what the will of God is, I move out in it, and I begin to say it, and I begin to thank God for it and praise God for it. Now, let's look at one more scripture here. Look at James chapter 1. Now, I want you to meditate in James chapter 1 all week long. I know you got your daily Bible reading scriptures, but I'm going to tell you, you include James chapter 1, those first 8 verses. Include that in your daily Bible reading and meditate on it and let God talk to you from these scriptures. Verse 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavered is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We as a church need to meditate in James chapter 1. All right? I think these few verses here are packed with power and wisdom. In these verses, you find joy, temptation, testing, trials, faith, patience, prayer, wisdom, doubt, and receiving. And you know what? In verse number 5, he said, if any of you lack wisdom, he said, you're going through a test. Count it all joy. You say, Lord, I've got such a test on me right now. I don't know how to count it joy. You need the wisdom of God. You need wisdom. Why, of all the things that the Holy Ghost could have inspired James to write, why did he say, if you need wisdom? Because wisdom is the principal thing. It is not a principal thing. It is the principal thing. When you get the wisdom of God, then you have the mind of God. You have everything. In fact, the Lord gave me an illustration. If I put out a stack of money over here, let's just say $100,000, and I gave you a choice between the wisdom of God and $100,000, which one would you take? Now, I know that somebody will say, well, I'm going to get that $100,000, I'm gone. Is wisdom more valuable than $100,000? The wisdom of God I'm talking about. I ain't talking about human wisdom. I'm not talking about demonic wisdom. Because there's three kinds of wisdom. There's godly wisdom, human wisdom, and demonic wisdom. Godly wisdom is worth more than silver and gold. The Bible says it's more precious than rubies, more valuable than rubies. The Bible says about the wisdom of God that there's nothing that you can desire greater than wisdom. There's nothing greater than wisdom that you can desire. The greatest thing you can desire from God is wisdom. Because wisdom is the plan of God. It is God's way of doing things. If you took the $100,000 and you forfeited the wisdom of God, the $100,000 would be all you'd ever get. All you'd ever have would be $100,000. Because without the wisdom of God, you would lose that $100,000. You would waste it. I've heard people get big insurance settlements. No wisdom. And it's what? Gone. But if you took the wisdom of God, then God would show you in his wisdom how to create a perpetual stream of income, a supply that never run dry. So he said, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God for it. He is the source. The Bible says that God has laid up sound wisdom for the just. In other words, there's some wisdom that's been laid aside for you, waiting on you to tap into it, waiting on you to receive it. If he laid it up for you, that means that it's available. There's wisdom available for you in every area of your life. There's wisdom on how to manage your money. There's wisdom on how to manage your children. There's wisdom on how to do your job right. There's wisdom for everything in your life. There's wisdom on how to eat. I mean, you know, some people ain't got no wisdom when it comes to eating. Just put anything in there. I've been noticing the closer I get to the Lord, the more he's been dealing with me about my appetite. Got in the car, getting ready to ride back home. I saw a McDonald's sign over there and a Popeyes, a Church's, Wendy's, Burger King. I said, let me run in here and get me something for the highway. And I pulled around there and the Lord said, you're not even hungry. That was just my custom. He said, you're not hungry. I said, no. So I drove out of the drive-in lane. I drove out of it. Wisdom will start working. You don't need what you doing? You ain't even hungry. Why are you eating? When wisdom comes, it just gives you insight into every area of your life. Wisdom is more valuable than anything else that you can desire, the wisdom of God. And Jesus has been made unto us wisdom. The Bible says he is the wisdom of God. God has a plan to bless you, and it comes with the wisdom to get it done. But you got to get that word down on the inside of you. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Wisdom is the principal thing. Having the wisdom of God is the most important thing you can receive from God. You can't have a greater desire in your heart than wisdom. It is more valuable than money. In fact, wisdom comes with wealth. I know wisdom got two hands and both of them is full. Wisdom got a right hand and a left hand. One of them got long life and honor. The other one got riches and wealth in it. When you hook up with the wisdom of God, the wealth, everything, long life, everything, you will live long walking in the wisdom of God. You know why? Because when you got the wisdom of God, you won't be caught out of place. You won't be in a place where you ain't got no business being. You won't be doing stuff that you ain't got no business doing. God will preserve your life. Wisdom will preserve you. Wisdom will connect you where you need to be connected. Wisdom will give you discernment in your relationships. See, wisdom will tell you, hey, don't have no dealing with a wicked man and don't mess with an immoral woman. See, that's all wisdom. Wisdom will show you how to keep your marriage strong. works in every area. So he said, if you lack wisdom, ask of God, who does what? The ask of God is the inquiring. It is the prayer. It is you seeking after God and saying, Lord, I need wisdom in this situation that I'm in. And I'm going to pray in the Holy Ghost, because in the Holy Spirit, wisdom comes up out of your spirit. The wisdom of God's in you. You got to draw it out. You pray in tongues, you receive by faith. He said, let him ask of God who give to all men how? And upbraid it not. I mean, he ain't going to fuss at you. He's not going to put you under condemnation. If you say, Lord, I need wisdom for this situation, I don't know what to do. Ain't no sin in that. Lord, I'm coming to you. You're my only source. I need to know what to do. What's your plan in this situation? Now, Lord, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to pray the next 30 minutes over this situation in tongues. If you don't get the answer in 30 minutes, then you seek the Lord and you keep on seeking till you get, don't do nothing till you get an answer. He said, I'm going to answer. He said, Lord, I received the wisdom. He said, it's going to be given to you. He said, but let him ask how. You got to come in faith, believing that you receive. In other words, you believe you receive the wisdom. Everybody say, I believe I receive wisdom. I believe the wisdom of God's in me. Lord, I'm asking you for wisdom. I receive wisdom as a right now possession. I thank you that I have wisdom for the decisions that I have to make. Now you say, well, you know, right after you say that, you might not still know what to do. But guess what? You don't back off that confession. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Now I'm going to pray. Lord, I ain't going to do nothing until you give me an answer. I'm not going to get impatient. See, the Bible said, let patience work. Why patience got to work? Huh? Why does patience have to work? Because everything ain't instant. So you got to exercise some patience. You got to walk in love. And you got to be patient. Amen. God wants you to receive his plan and his wisdom. Amen.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Yeah.